Good morning, this is Linda Morris, and today I have decided to talk about one of our most favorite products. It's, one of those products that people don't really understand until they experience it, and that is our Kinko Comforters. The Kinko Comforter for the bed, which is called the Dream, for the colder climate, and the Dream Light for the rest of the world, and the Kinko Travel Comforter. So, I am heading right over to Niken's document library, and you can actually just put in comforter, and you can get these quick reference sheets, and actually some beautiful one-page advertisements that you can put up on the wall at your friend's shops or wherever, because that's actually what I was doing, and I was like, I'm going to talk about the comforter. Because I just put one up at one of my best friend's juice bar, along with the air system information, because she has it in there. Otherwise, it does smell like a produce stand, and not everybody always wants to smell produce, right? So, anyway, I'm going to start off with the Kinko Comforter's quick reference sheet. A number of features that promote better sleep. The same advanced technologies as in Kinko Sleep System, used with the mattress or pad and pillow for Kinko Sleep experience. Temperature regulation that keeps you warm or cool. A choice of weights and features includes these three technologies. Far infrared technology absorbs energy, reflects it as far infrared. Magnetic technology completes the cocoon of magnetism surrounding you. Ionic comfort technology adds refreshing negative ions for relaxation. The features and benefits of the comforter. Far infrared technology provides gentle, breathable warmth regulated by ambient and body temperature. Magnetic technology surrounds you in a cocoon of magnetism. The breathable outer cover provides ventilation, releases excess heat to keep you comfortable. Keto cotton contains ketosan to help fibers retain a clean and fresh smell. Ionic comfort technology releases negative ions like those found in soothing, relaxing forest air. This is a choice of weights. Select the ideal weight for any range of temperature and weather. And on that note, I generally, and most people are cold all the time, I recommend the Dream Light Comforter no matter what part of the world people are in, unless they do like that heavier weight. Because you can always add another decorative comforter on top. You can add another blanket on top. I've even added the travel comforter on top of my Dream Light Comforter in the wintertime, just for that added weight. But you know what? You can always add something on, but you can't take it away. Because we want people to get enjoy the benefits of this comforter year-round. It's not just a winter or a fall or a spring comforter. It's a year-round. You want people to sleep under it even in the summertime. And the lightweight, you know, up north where people are not using the air conditioner all the time as they do here in Florida. A lot of times people say, I don't sleep under anything or I sleep under a sheet only. Well, we want people to be under this comforter year-round because the benefits of it are just extraordinary. It really helps you sleep better. It's like, the peanuts Linus and his blankie, that's Niken people and their blankie, the Niken comforters, because it actually regulates your temperature so you're not hot or cold. It's a NASA technology that Niken is smart enough to have gotten a hold of that, one of their patents, because they are open patents and used. So the whole comforter is actually created with this bioceramic fiber. And you cannot wash it out of the comforter. It's there. No, you don't use bleach because bleach breaks everything down at some point. This is a comforter you do want to last for 20 years. And I have one on my bed that I have used for 15 years. I do wash mine every 6 weeks. It's not what they recommend. They recommend that you dry clean it. But I have what I call my show comforter that, is not been used as much, and then I have mine that I just use every day because I do wash it. There are a couple places I had to stitch up with a little white thread, for the last 15 years, but far infrared, you know, I've actually gone to throw, like, far infrared socks away, and I pull them out because it's just the technology is so amazing. It's like you can use it on any part of the body. Even those socks, I've had people put them under the bra straps that have a lot of inflammation. It just is so soothing and calming. So the comforter is just so amazing. You know, here in Florida, there have been a few times where the air conditioner just happens to go out, and usually it's a weekend. And in my previous house, my bedroom was on the third floor, and it would literally be 100 degrees in my bedroom. And I would turn on the ceiling fan. I would be under the comforter and a sheet. And it would take me a few more minutes to get to sleep, but I would sleep all night long. And I'd wake up the next morning comfortable, having slept all night, flip back the comforter to get out of bed, and it's like, whoa, it's hot out there. So, you know, this NASA technology that we're blessed with in this comforter regulates your temperature, and it can do the same thing if it's really cold. It takes your body heat, reflects back to your body that far infrared heat, which is soothing, you know, is helping your body be more on the alkaline side, reduces inflammation, and it just makes you happy. So this comforter, until you have it, you don't understand it. And even animals are just naturally drawn to this technology. It's like a homing beacon of like, oh, where is that? I feel it. I got to go to it. And I've actually had the comforter in a bag at somebody's house. I was going to do a rollout. This was like many years ago, maybe 15 years ago. And it was in a bag by the front door. And just talking to the people that we were there to see, I was with actually Keith and Denise Hoffman. And Keith pointed, he's like, look at the dog. And the dog had actually gone and draped itself over the comforter bag to lay down. You know, it's just it's that type of amazing technology that everybody wants to be around. It's just soothing. Back to the quick reference sheet. Attractive top cover, elegant style and fine fabric equal to any expensive comforter or duvet. And I will also pull out the quick reference sheet on that note on the, because we now have the pillowcases, the pillow shims too, out of the same technology, which I know a lot of people on this call have gotten really creative on how to use the pillow shams, like, you know, for a baby's bed or lots of different ideas there. So, okay, now back to the facts. Mikan comforters combine advanced technologies to promote better sleep and relaxation. Quality sleep is one of the most important steps towards good health. Mikan Kinko technology can help you sleep more comfortably. When used with the Mikan Kinko Sleep System mattress or mattress topper, the Kinko Dream Comforter or Dream Light Comforter completes the cocoon of magnetism to surround the sleeper in a magnetic field, replicating the conditions that human beings enjoy in a natural sleep environment. In all Mikan comforters, far infrared ceramic reflecting fibers provide soft, natural warmth. Staying comfortable, not too cold or not too hot, can help you sleep better. The ionic comfort technology in the Kinko Dream Comforter or Kinko Dream Light Comforter is inspired by the air found in natural settings. Large amounts of negative ions are present in the air in forests and near waterfalls. An atmosphere noted for its relaxing and invigorating qualities. Keto cotton fibers are woven to incorporate ketosan, an all-natural substance that can help keep bedding smelling clean and fresh. Choose the weight you prefer. The Kinko Dream Comforter is designed for all-season use. For those who live in warmer climates or prefer a lighter covering, the Kinko Dream Light Comforter includes the same features in a lighter weight design. And they come in twin, full-size queen, and king size. Let's see, and it, as I said, it recommends the cleaning instructions state dry clean only. As I told you, I do wash mine in cold water, liquid detergent, gentle cycle, and I hang it up to dry. If you put it in the dryer, all the magnets start to clunk, And after multiple times of doing that, they start to shift around. And so over the years, you're going to have to start shifting them back when they're laying on your bed, so they're back in their pattern. So I always hang mine up over like in the room that has a shower rod, so it can dry. And it takes about 2 days for it to dry. And that's what I've done. I also, I don't know if this is anybody else thinks this is a good idea or a bad idea, or maybe that's why I had a couple little holes I had to stitch up, but I also spot clean it with hydrogen peroxide and a cotton ball. And that's what I have done for, I've loved this comforter technology for 19 years. Let's see, a quick sharing tip. Ask someone if they'd like to enjoy relaxing, refreshing sleep wherever they go. Let them try wrapping up in a Nikkan comforter and point out the gentle warmth from far infrared technology, the breathable cover, the strategically placed magnets, all features that make this far superior to any ordinary blanket. It truly is what it's supposed to be, which is a comforter. Now, the Kinko Travel Comforter, this is another amazing product, and it is so handy. It folds up into itself with elastic bands. You can turn it into a pillow. I always travel with it when I go out of town. Actually, when I go out of town, I take my travel comforter, and I also take a twin-size Dreamlight comforter, because hotel rooms, they're hot, they're cold, they're never comfortable. And it just makes your life happier to have the comforter. You know, you can't take everything, obviously, when you travel, but one thing I always take is my comforter and my travel pad and my travel pillow, actually. So enjoy the Nikkan Kinko sleep experience when traveling. Versatile, uses a comforter, mattress topper, or a pillow. It's also really great on the couch, you know, as a couch a blanket. Personal size, lightweight, packable with elastic closures. Nikkan far infrared technology to promote better sleep. See, this is far infrared only. There's no magnetics for those individuals that may have pacemakers or defibrillators, those electronic devices that you have to be careful with. And so there are no magnetics, but it is so comforting. In fact, I was talking to a mother just last week that has a son that he just rages. He just has so much anger. He's only 10 years old. And he said, well, we really, 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 really need to get him sleeping with the comforter, or, you know, wrapping up in the comforter, because it's just so calming and soothing. In fact, a lot of individuals that are going through or fighting a disease to have this as they may be going through treatments, once again, is so comforting for the body. Let's see, attractive top cover, smooth surface, soft to the touch, and the travel comforter is machine washable. So, let's go to the facts. Nikkan comforters offer advanced technology to promote better sleep and relaxation. Quality sleep is one of the most important steps towards good health. Nikkan Kinko technology can help you sleep more comfortably. In all Nikkan comforters, far infrared ceramic reflecting fibers provide soft, natural warmth. Staying comfortable, not too cold or hot, can help you sleep better. The Kinko Travel Comforter successfully incorporates the high-tech material in a portable article that makes restful sleep possible even when on the road. Because it folds easily and quickly into a compact package, the Travel Comforter is the next best thing to having a Kinko sleep system while away from home. The dimensions of the Travel Comforter provide an amply sized personal sleep cover or mattress topper when unrolled. When folded, the Travel Comforter makes a convenient pillow or seat cushion. When it's unfolded, it'll actually cover the top of a twin-size mattress, just the top. And it's actually long enough. Earlier models weren't long enough. I'm only 5'7", but none of the others would cover my whole body. This actually, I can still tuck my feet in at the bottom, so it's the perfect size. The elastic bands permanently attached to the travel comforter make it easy to roll up and fold the comforter into a package size. An additional advantage is that, unlike the zipper closures used in some travel blankets, the elastic bands will not snag or tear material. Quick sharing tip, as many as 100 million people in the United States alone experience sleep problems. Wow, 100 million. Poor sleep can harm your health in many ways. It is known to contribute to stress, fatigue, emotional difficulties, and physical problems, including weight gain. Improving your chances for better sleep is worth doing. And with a travel comforter, you do not have to go without good sleep, no matter where you are. Or use as a warm blanket or throw at an outdoor concert, sporting event, or other occasions. Imagine you could even sit outside by your fire pit and have your comforter on you, because it is machine washable. Now let's talk about the Kinko Nature Rest Custom Pillow Case. That's what I want. This is a pillow case. Let me try that again. There you are. One second as I pull up the quick reference sheet. Here it is. It's love at first sight. Love your pillow even more with a new Kinko Naturist Custom Pillowcase. Nikan negative ion and far infrared technologies make sleep more relaxing and provide warm and cool temperature regulation that's just right. Complete your Kinko sleep system with a Naturist Custom Pillowcase designed to fit standard pillow and the Naturist Custom Pillow. The custom pillowcase releases soothing negative ions and Nikan far infrared technology provides ideal temperature regulation. The Naturist Custom Pillowcase is finished in the same pattern as used in Nikan Kinko Dream and Kinko Dream Light Comforters for a stylish, matched look. Far infrared technology helps avoid hot pillow. Special fibers absorb ambient energy and reflect it only in the far infrared range. This provides a gentle warming effect on cold nights. Excess heat is released to keep the pillow surface cool when the weather is warm. Negative ion technology creates a feeling of outdoor freshness. The surface produces a gentle flow of negative ions, charged oxygen atoms or molecules. High amounts of these ions are found in forests and near waterfalls. The relaxing and refreshing atmosphere is ideal for sleep. Comfortable and long wearing, cotton surface and rayon lining combine softness and durability. Far infrared and negative ion filler also adds cushioning. Ketosan insert is naturally bacteriostatic. Zipper closure and washable fabric for easy care. Elegant Dobby weave pattern helps retain the filler in place, matches Kinko comforters for a coordinated look. And I was just blown away how much I loved this product when it came out, too. It is, because it is quilted, it is even more cozy. It's not just a pillowcase. It's from Nikan. So those of you that have stories you'd like to tell about the comforter, please unmute yourself at *6. And share away how much you guys love your comforter, other special ways you've used the comforter, whether it's for pets or horses or people. Please join me.
Hey, it's Barbara. I have a little kit that I get together for people that go to the hospital. And I do have the little older version just in case, because I don't want them taking it away or losing it. Yeah,
it's actually
a square. And I tell people to put their square triangular, so at least it'll come up by your neck and down by your feet. But it's an awesome thing for hospitals because you're always cold. They never regulate your temperature. And you've had trauma to the body. And I wanted to underline that. I now keep my... a comforter in my car because of Pat and Matt talking about the shock, you know, if you have a trauma to the body or an accident or an injury of some sort, to put the comforter on them so the body doesn't go into shock.
Yeah, that's a great point, Barbara. They tested it not wanting to, but under the comforter, no shock. They took it away from her trying to put their shock blankets on. She went into shock. Put it back on, out of shock. So,
yeah, exactly. And I use the, I love that you said, you know, you can't throw away your socks. I can't either. I have little pieces around. But, and my dogs, I had small dogs, and some of the older socks kind of got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I just cut the, you know, and I made like a little hot dog jacket for him. But I used the far infrared knee wrap, the large, sometimes on my abdomen. I'm not quite sure what happens when I travel, but I don't eat. I don't, the food just isn't as good as I'd like it to be, or it doesn't agree with me, and it's probably the oils. But
your body's rebelling.
Yeah, it doesn't know what to do. So I make sure I always have a knee wrap with me when I travel. I do use my MagFlex and, you know, but sometimes just putting, or take your MagFlex and put it inside the knee wrap and then put it on, because that's actually what the back wrap is all about, but I just don't want to have a big old belt on me. But the far infrared is really, I just want to say it's yummy. It's chicken soup for the body. It's, you know, it's just something the body just loves. And who was it? Someone was talking about their cocoon. I think it was a call or two ago. And how much they love to just snuggle with that cocoon on the sofa. So, you know, these technologies are just tremendous. And the headband. Oh, I have the headband on a gal, Kaz, who has her, she had a... It is a stroke, but they just labeled it a different way, and like a cerebral bleed. Isn't that the same thing?
I don't know.
Anyway.
It just means there was a problem in the brain, right?
She's got the headband on, so but they took it off for like 2 days, and all of a sudden her speech started slurring, things started happening, and I'm like, she got her magnets on, and she got her stuff on, and they're like, no, and they pulled it all back out again and put them back on her, and she's still mending and healing, so we don't know what degree, but the headband's pretty phenomenal, too. I'm sure you've got ways to use that headband, too, Linda, huh?
I've actually never used the headband. I have two of them.
Oh, my goodness. Just put them around your neck. Put them around your neck. And all your,
I don't even know
where
they're at right now, but I think I saw that box yesterday. But
your wrist.
Let's go back to the comforter and the travel comforter.
Oh, yes, too.
Anybody else have any other stories that you would like to share?
Linda, this is Candace.
Hi, Candace.
Hi. And going back to the cocoon, I love it, and I'm using it for my top comforter. And I use it just by itself without any sheets or anything. I mean, I love it. I love it. I get more the cushy feelings. It's a warmth that's a peaceful warmth. I can't explain it, but I have taken it out of the bag many times thinking, well, it's supposed to be, you know, a sleeping bag, so we'll save it for a sleeping bag. And I keep pulling it out and putting it back on my bed because I love it so much. It is just so great.
It is. It's surprising because it looks so heavy that you would think you'd be hot under that, under the cocoon, which is a sleeping bag that you can unzip and turn it essentially into a queen mattress comforter. I have slept with it, and it is pretty. It's so cushy. It's very cushy. And my cat, Samba, loves it. She even likes the nylon-y outside, which you wouldn't expect a cat would think that's interesting at all. But if I pull that out and I have it on my couch, she will run across the room and hop up. Like, once again, a cat magnet, far infrared. But, yeah, it actually has all three vital energies in it, like our dream comforters, too.
Now, I have a question in regards to the comforter. Can you put something on top of the comforter that will that deflect some of the energies that's coming from the atmosphere in the room?
It will not do that. What it will do is, because the technology is closer to you, and so the far infrared fibers, what they do is they take any heat source and they reflect back to the body far infrared heat, which is what helps with the achiness and the stiffness and, You know, say you have a sunburn, usually overnight, that's been diminished because of this technology. It's just, it's magical. What putting something over top of or a duvet cover does is it can trap more of that energy. So you might be hotter. So people that are hot with a duvet cover on or an extra comforter over top, and you don't need a blanket at all. All blankets are just given away or given away. Or given away. I'm in giveaway mode. So it's duvet covers, they recommend that it's 200 thread count or less, because the higher the thread count, the tighter the weave, the less energy gets through. They're like those 1,000 thread count sheets that you might be sleeping on. They might actually make you hotter because the energy can't pass through it because the weave is so tight. So, you know, they may feel good, but if they make you hot, you'll know why. That's why we never recommend silk sheets, because the weave is so hot, I mean, so tight that it's going to make you hot. That's why they actually use silk long underwear for ski wear. So you can use it, but and you can even recommend it to people, but it needs to be 100% cotton, because the energy does travel through cotton. Some of the other fabrics out there, energy can't pass through it. So that's just something to be aware of. If you're too hot, take it off. But you can put it on top of. I have my decorative comforter that goes on top of my bed at night, or during the day, and then at night I just pull it back. And sometimes in the winter months I might keep it on, and that way it is trapping more of that heat on my body. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else out there that loves the comforter technology, they'd like to share a story? It's just so soothing. So anybody that's high-strung, irritable, upset, I've even heard of a nurse whose daughter would have asthma attacks, that she'd have to take her to the hospital. And one night, she just had her climb into bed with her. She wrapped the comforter around her, which is soothing and comforting. And it actually, within like just a couple minutes, calmed everything down, and her daughter fell asleep. I now understand with an asthma attack, it's like you just need to calm down and relax those bronchial tubes, I guess. So they will shrink back down to their normal size and not be swollen. And this technology is just so comforting to have. And you know, I know up in Iowa, I have encouraged my mom to keep the travel comforter in her car, because in the icy winter, you never know if, you know, somehow you're going to hit black ice and your car is going to slide off the road and you get stuck. If you have that travel comforter, or your loved ones have that travel comforter in the car with them in the main cabin, not in the trunk, they unfold it. It's actually to keep them alive, because it's going to reflect back their body heat and they won't freeze. So it can actually be a life-saving device, or, you know, when they come out with a cocoon again at the winter, in the winter months, to have that in the back seat. Or, yeah, back seat of the car. You could just put your whole body in it and be just another safety cushion.
Linda, one of the things I do, I use the, you can fold it, and it folds quite nicely on itself. And actually, I line my suitcase with it. That's how I pack it when I go places. But if you don't have your car seat with you, or it's a little too bulky to bring your car seat with you, it folds and it fits perfectly in a seat. And then you roll it back up and you've just got this little pillow that can
like
then
an airplane
go on.
Seat. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Brilliant, because airplanes are always hot or cold. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you just roll it, flip it, and then, you know, sit on it. And then you roll it back up, and you just have it on your suitcase, rolly, on top, which is really nice. So you just hang it on, and it's really great.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine going on a long flight without that, and a sleep mask.
Sleep mask. We could talk a lot about that.
That's all I need. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, everybody, for your participation. It's 9 o'clock, so we are going to release you all to the rest of your day. And share your comforters. You know, for people that are on a really, really tight budget, and they may not have a whole sleep system in their budget right now, I always encourage them to start with get the comforter first. Get the comforter first, because it's amazing how quickly it does help people get to sleep and it gets them feeling better. And if they're having to buy one piece at a time, get the comforter first or in their travel pad. You know, for kids, teenagers, it's a great way to get them being comforted. Or being comforted.
Linda's making up words. Woohoo! Love it.
Are you suggesting the light comforter for the northern part of the country as well?
Well, you know what I hear from people all the time? Oh, I don't sleep under anything in the summer because it's too hot. So, yeah.
Okay. Just that we have...
That's the same.
We have the larger one in Florida, and we find it too warm down there, so we only use it during the cold months.
Exactly, which is like a month and a half.
Yeah, so the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we've got two of those. We just have the one light one, so... We had usually given the light one to the guests so that they could experience it, but I think now I'll put the larger one in the guests and us with the lighter one, because we don't use the comforter during the hot months, and that's a shame.
Yeah, in fact, if anybody in the North Country needs any heavyweight comforters, call me, because I have a brand new one that I haven't used. You know, product launches, right? So.
Yeah, I actually have one, too. I think I have a king.
Yeah.
Big one.
I have one. I have one, too.
Yeah, we all have them, so.
Needs to learn how to make a vest out of those, Linda. Wouldn't that be fun?
Right.
Yeah.
We have to figure out how to repurpose those heavyweight ones here in Florida.
That's right.
That's a project, everybody. Start working on now, okay?
Linda, let me give it really quick. Really quick story. This is for the Kinkelson knee wrap. Before, but first of all, the little mini comforter we used to have, my husband's allergic to MSG, and he was reacting, and I'd gone and heard Catherine Jewell and her husband speak about the infrared. Anyway, he immediately stopped. I didn't have to give him any Benadryl, just threw that over his throat. Flip forward 3 or 4 years, and we're down at the cottage, and we're with people, and there's some Chinese food, and all of a sudden, Don says, I'm closing up. I used the power mag and it didn't seem to work. I took the infrared knee wrap, put it over his throat, came out of it immediately.
Wow.
Yeah. So the infrared
That's
incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So like for kids that are like severely allergic to peanuts or anything, just to maybe send them to school with an elbow wrap on that they can always pull off and put on their throat.
Right.
Or have it in their backpack. And teach the teachers. That's huge. Thank you. Great. It's just amazing technology. We are so blessed. And I'm grateful. Grateful to you
all. Hearing that, I should do an experiment because I'm allergic to cheese. I wonder if I put some around my throat when I take a piece of cheese. I love cheese, but my stomach doesn't.
Well, you might have to put it both places.
Yeah, okay.
Just put the whole travel, you know, comforter down your body, right?